Hello there, beautiful people. This is Chris Matico of the Matico Effect Show, and I kind of was on a hiatus. I'm sorry about that. There's a lot that was happening in my life. I guess you can call that a break or whatnot, but it'll be what it will be. So, I'm doing a lot of listening on some other podcasts. Actually, mainly just one of a lot of different episodes. And there was an interesting thing that came about, something called an incel. And now, to those of you who don't know what an incel is, if you've ever heard the term neckbeard, it's very similar to that. Basically, what an incel is someone who we'll say is unattractive to the point where no girl wants to be with them. Thus, they are an involuntary celibate, hence the term incel. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's going to go into a deeper message. Now, what the incels have been doing because of this, they've gone to such a turmoil over their own self-image, their own physical image, and all this other stuff, to the point where they are driven mad and they actually kill innocent women and other people who've maybe made fun of them in the past and all of that type of stuff, to exercise some sort of strength, I guess. But here's the thing. When you act like that, when you have that mindset, you're not exercising any strength whatsoever. You're actually exercising your weakness. You're showing how weak you are as a person. And basically what the incel community will say them as, what they lack is a sense of value in themselves. Someone who values themselves, no matter what their genetics are, what circumstance they're brought into, they're always looking for something to fix themselves. They're always looking for something to be for them to be stronger. If someone's making fun of them, they're going to use that person who makes fun of them and make them stronger somehow. They don't let the past bog them down. What they do is that they take the past, learn from it, and move on. They basically become stronger from past experiences, whether they were made fun of as a kid or something of that sort. And that's really why incels act the way they do, is because they don't know how to reconcile that strength. They don't know how to become that strong person. Instead, they use excuses to say, well, I'm just as good as any other guy for some odd reason or another. They don't think that they have any flaws. But the fact of the matter is, when so many people say that you have a flaw, you probably have a flaw. And it's the same thing with the whole fat acceptance movement, where instead of trying to maybe improve their own health, improve their own physical being, taking value in their own body, they basically want to stay complacent and make others value them. And while it's important to value every single soul on the planet, you know, those that do good, at least in the eyes of the Lord himself, you know, that's what Jesus said, treat others as I would treat up, you know, treat others as you would treat yourself. The main thing is, if you don't know how to treat yourself well, you obviously aren't going to treat anyone else well. And that's why you're seeing these incels act the way they do. They don't know how to take actual value in themselves because they want to stay complacent. They want to stay in the comfortable state that they are and have others accept them for who they are, so they're going to do it by force. That's not how you do it. That's how bad things happen. That's how dictatorship is done on a massive governmental scale, at least. And to do that, to force others to accept you for who you are, to force them to do so, I'll be honest, that's wrong, because all you have to do is be yourself and they will accept you by their own free will. And that's the ultimate thing. If you want to be the best person you can be, focus on yourself, value yourself. It doesn't matter what the haters say. Do you, and that's how you're going to attract people. But if every single person that is surrounding you says something that is maybe not the best sort of thing. Like, they're making fun of you, or they're pointing out a flaw that you have, but this is a repetition of it. It's a constant. Obviously, there's something wrong that needs to be taken into account. Take those things into account. Build to be a better person. Find a way to be the better you. That's the main thing I want to say. Thank you for listening. I'm actually probably going to release another thing right after this one, just because I kind of miss doing this. So hopefully you guys like what I have to say. And be good, my beautiful people.